Page Estratori brings you the weekly insurance news wrap from Financial Services Online on this Friday, April 19th. This week, we have key updates from the insurance industry in Australia, focusing on life insurance participation, expansions by international players, and an urgent call for stamp duty reforms. We begin with a concerning trend in the Australian life insurance space. Coverage for working-age adults has suffered a drastic decline, from 94% in 2017 to a current rate of 77%. That's a near one-fifth drop in just 5 years. The transition has been motivated, in part, by the Protecting Your Super legislative changes, which have resulted in less automatic coverage to safeguard superannuation funds. The Council of Australian Life Insurers is ringing alarm bells over an underinsurance gap that might be impacting an estimated 3.4 million citizens. However, let's hold off the despair. The life insurance industry is witnessing consolidation with fewer insurers and friendly societies now than in 2018. But there's a silver lining. APRA's capital amendments and the attractive price hikes in income protection products are luring more insurers. Plus, new business has experienced growth for 3 consecutive quarters, hinting at potential market recovery and a means to bridge the underinsurance gap. Next, we move to cross-continental moves in the insurance sector. London's cyber insurance maverick CFC strengthens its foothold in Australia with the acquisition of Melbourne-based Solution Underwriting. This development reinforces CFC's 2-decade-long service in Australia, grow their presence with 5 more offices and about 100 staff members nationwide. This union is not merely a merging of forces. It allows Solution Underwriting, known for serving small to medium enterprises across major Australian cities, to expand their offering. This due to CFC's global experience, which brings a wider range of insurance solutions to the table. The transition, due for completion by the end of this month, is pivotal to CFC's global leap, commencing right here in Australia. Lastly, crucial discussions on stamp duty reforms are gaining momentum, especially with the looming Queensland state election. The Australian Consumers Insurance Lobby, or ACL, pushes for modernizing the outdated stamp duty system. This measure is crucially needed to assist Queensland's north inhabitants grappling with high insurance costs given the lack of effectiveness of the cyclone reinsurance pool. ACL proposes either the total abolishing of the 9% insurance duty, which brings in $1.5 billion, or redirecting the revenue to disaster resilience initiatives. With a vote in October that could redefine political dynamics, the focus on stamp duty might play a key role in shaping the election. And that's your wrap of this week's insurance industry news. Remember, for all your personal and business insurance needs, visit www.financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratori. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to keeping you informed with the latest happenings in the insurance world next week.